on to the next Omer. I just want to do one piece of the Tosfos Rit with you. Now, I can tell you where it is in my Tzuras Adaf, but I can't tell you where it is in your Tzuras Adaf. So it starts with Arihudam Rishmo Halacha Kribim Gamliel. That's the Ramasko. So in the old Tzuras Adaf, it's on the right column, the first white line, at the end of the first white line. Just really takes up both sides of both columns. But the new version, probably there's somewhere, it has a deeper mask on Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel. It has the two dots and has starts a new piece. So, does everybody have it?
Yes.
Yeah. What? Om Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel, halacha k'ram Gamliel, v'kasha. Gamliel, what's again? Russell, you have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And the old version is in the first wide line on the right column.
That's what.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah. V'kasha, hechi posik shmuel gamliel, d'olzo posik chazaka d'gufa, v'mapik b'manah b'ches is more. So we're saying, okay, ches is a gufa is more t'imamen. That's what we're saying, we're forced to say over here. But the v'hatanan v'v'b'kama, shoshanach ha-zapora, the beginning of the parak shoshanach ha-zapora, when you do it, imachla yolda nocha, so we find a shore killed a parah, which had been pregnant, and we find the child is been discharged, but it's dead, and it's also dead. Now the question was that did that happen before the shore did it, killed the parah, and it's not the owner of the shore's fault, and you do imachla yolda nocha. So what do? So the Mishnah says, "Yimshal chatzi nezek lepora." So shor shenogah is paid only chatzi nezek. You pay chatzi nezek for the pora, and the child reveal nezek levlat. So the child is questionable whether he owes the money. So we divide it up. We say he's supposed to pay chatzi nezek. It's a sofik if the child died due to the shor or not. So he pays a reveal nezek. The same Amr Behuda Mishmuel. So Sumchus has a rule. If you don't know what to pay, they pay half. But the Chachamim say, Samura says, this is Amr Behuda Mishmuel talking. Okay, that tell me, I feel a nizik or mabori, but mazik or mashem. The nizik feels confident that the money is owed. He's a bori. He says, "You, but I feel confident that the shore did it. You owe me the money." And the mashem says, "I don't know." He says, "I don't know. I wasn't there. I have no way to say yes or no." But since the mazik is muhsik in the money, he's potter masim mechalav v'raya. So that parallels our case over here. It's a bori b'shema. And the husband's muchzik. Okay? But now, so what are you going to argue? So they're both cases of Bori B'Shema. Then the muchzik is a Shema. And Rabbi Hurum Rishmul said, the Chomim hold, how much you make a Levuraya? You don't pay me some. You don't pay with the Bori. But argue more over here, there's a Chesed Zaguf. There's a Chesed Zaguf over there also. B'masnitzin, Ika Chazaka the Gufa, Ika Chazaka the Mamayna. What's the chazaka of the gufa? Look at part because custom. Emer Mubaris saw you so b'shas negicha. We know she was Mubaris, and you're saying that no, that status changed before the negicha. So the chazaka says it didn't change. And the same point we have over here. The woman was a psula. You're saying that it changed. We're saying it changed later, not earlier. Umachmas negicha the shor hipila b'chayv l'tin lo d'chatzin ezek l'mazik negicha chazaka d'mamayna. Mekib disel nezek chazaka the gufa. So, based on what we're saying over here, Paul Rabbi Gamliel, the Ozel Basa Chazaka, the Gufa, Makam Amon Meches is More. So Rabbi Gamliel should argue. And we have Rabbi Hurmash Mol saying that the Chomim hold, you don't pay. So, if he's saying that the Chomim argue, Pashas, his point is that we pass on to the Chomim. So we have a steer in Shmuel. That's, then, if here's always that maybe in the Mishnah's case, of the Shoshanach Zipporah, maybe both Rishema, that's not relevant to our discussion. But the Bryce's case that Rabbi Yudhim Shmuel is quoting is a case where It's a bore b'shem. That was his point. And even so, you don't use the chazaka of the gufa. So skip to the teretz v'yesh loymar. So in the old version, it's the second, the last line on the right column. So Tosfos Rid says loy kosher. The heichi also baser regam baser chazaka the gufa vapik mamon and becheskes morei. That which you say that a chazaka the gufa can be motzi mamon, hani mili gabi isha ubal. He already owes the money, Batson. The star says that there was a chiyuv of 200. That was the assumption at the mice of the moment of the kedusha. Once there's a star, she gets a certain amount of schuyos. And he's arguing that he's going to say, he has an argument why that he's going to pat himself from that chiyuv. And that. That's where Hosam Vadim Ramil, Ukuman Itzabek Eskes Kosta, Vabak Mamana Mimana Mimade Bao, Kecha the Havim Meshubadlo Mekor. Okay? That's that only there does Rabbi Ramil say his aloha. Rabshua Filochi, Paula Gale, Rabbi Mamana Mecheskes Mori. He said, Rabshua says, even in that case, you don't. Abu Hokash Amazak Leniskai, Mamma Lenisik Mikarim, he didn't know beforehand. Well, about Lifter Atzma. But he's not coming to remove something which was there. He's saying we're discussing what is the chiyuv which is being chal right now. Shanam, we should say that shanamid hanizik becheskes haguf, benoitzi mamen mimenu. That we don't say. I'll say chiyuv achshav. I'm sorry. So we want to say the situation which was here before, the chazaka should say it remains. That's not what we're saying. We're coming. So that's Tosfos Rid's teretz. Now there are other terutzim. Tosfos raises the question. Also the other terutzim. So then we're not being mechadish this major. You said the chazaka the gufa kamotzi mamon according to the Tosfos Rid because it's only in conjunction with an assumed chiyuv before. Now you have to understand it's not really so poshut. What he's saying, because yeah, there is a concept we have a vare chiyuv, and you're coming and say remove the chiyuv. I understand. So the chesed aguf supports the vare chiyuv. Over here, the whole question is that the chiyuv itself is being brought into doubt. Was it correct or not? We're arguing that there was a toast in the original assumption. So it means if he's right that Meshar Astani that it happened actually Erastich, there never was a chiyuv to start with. So we'll call it in real time. We assume there was a chiyuv, right? But we're calling that into doubt, and that's where Yeshua says, "Excuse me, well, you know that the chazaka can't help you for that." So even we're still left with the chiddush that Rabbi Mill is saying the same way a chazaka and a halacha takes the assumption and maintains it. So it's going to work over here to the advantage of the assumed chiyuv of that the isha has over the vow, and the chesaguf will support that the assumed chiyuv is still true. Chazak says we keep the status quo. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. You give him an olive. So another case where the husband and the wife are arguing. See, he does nesuin and finds that the woman is lacking psulim. He omeris mukas etani. Huomer loiki al drusus ishat. They're both arguing it happened before the erisin. She's arguing mukas etz, and he's arguing drusus ish. That literally means she was trampled by men. Means the man had affected her. So what's the law? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Nemanis, Rabbi Shua, Omer, Lomi Pia Onachoyin, Alarei Zubacheskis, Jerusas Ish, Achatabi Raila de Burel. So the same protagonist in the Machlokes. Zakrashi, Jerusas Ish, At, Kadim Sheirastich. So he's arguing it happened before the Erisin, and she was there for the time of the Erisin, she was a Bula, and she's saying she was a Mukhazates. So the Gemara, Tanasayo b'mai. So what is she making claim, and what is he answering? What is he arguing? So Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'masayim umana. She's arguing mukaseitz like her mayor, and she's supposed to get 200. And he's arguing that Constance of Chesed Sula, but Mrs. Bula gets 100. So, but you were a Bula, you weren't a Psula, so I only own you 100. Rabbi Elazar Armor Bimana Balaklum. Rabbi Elazar says that she's asking for 100, like the Rabbanan, that Mukazet is 100. And he's answering back that Constance of Chesed Sula, Mrs. Bula gets nothing. I expected to get a psula, and I got a bula, so I owe you nothing. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Masai Mumana, Sabalaka Rameir, Dom Rabbein Hikarba, Rabbein Lo Hikarba, Masai. So even though he was not aware that she was a Mukazates, she still gets 200. So that's, and that's the town of the Mishnah, Rameir, that she gets 200. Rabbi Elazar Omer b'mana b'leklum, that she's asking for 100. So obviously he can't be answering 100. So he has to be answering b'leklum. Because so like Rabbanan, damri bein hikarba, bein lo hikarba, mana. So then Rabbi Ishtam or Rabbi Elazar l'kamer k'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar did not learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan, the kamukim lo k'Rabbanan. He gains that we can learn the town of the Mishnah, not the mayor, the Yachid, but rather the town of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. So therefore, obviously, according to the Rabbanan, she's asking for 100. His argument has to be back. The concept of Chesed is Psula. When he says Bula, gets nothing. Rabbi Yochanan, my time alone with Rabbi Elazar. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn like Rabbi Elazar and have the advantage of learning the town of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan? Moore says, "Kasaber konsul bechesis psula, but him says psula yeshla ksuvamana." He holds that even though he believes she was a psula, and it turns out she's a bula gets 100, and it's not considered a mechotos to the point that he owes her nothing. So therefore, if you would learn the town of the mission is the rabbanon, hachi you'd end up who kam ramana, he kam ramana. Ma'ikim in tana didei l'tana dido. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, we're forced to learn that the town of the Mishnah is her mayor. And she's saying, Mukazetz gets 200. And he's saying, no, you're a true Sazish, and you only get 100. Okay. Fine. So the more, Bishlamer Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar, Hanad the Tony Tarti, we have two Mishnahs back to back, the woman and the man, Rabbi Elazar says she's believed. Rishua says she's not believed. Right? So, why do we need both Mishnayos? So, Chara Lefukim Mid Rama Brachoma. That's. So, one of them is coming to the Deik of the Mishnah, the way he's learning, that over here. That it's going like the Rabbanan, so she's asking for 100. So we're forced to say that his answer is back, you get nothing. So it means constant chesed psula, when it says pula. We had before, Rechibra Oven said, constant chesed psula, when it says pula, gets a ksuba mana. So we have a diak from our Mishnah that that's not so, right? The Mishnah says that we see from the Mishnah, if you learn the Mishnah like the Rabbanan, that the Mishnah is telling me, Constance Chesed Mrs. Bula gets nothing. Okay. We also had an argument that even if you say that a concept, that Mukaz 8 gets 200, 100, but in case of Lahikarba, she gets nothing. Right? So I need both of these Mishnayos. Chara lefukim et Rama b'chama. One is the time of Rama b'chama's argument that a case of Mukaz Eitz, which Lahikarba gets nothing, so she's arguing Mukaz Eitz, she should get nothing. So clearly the Mishnah Mukaz Eitz is saying not like Rama b'chama. And then the more actually asked that kasha before on Rama b'chama, and the more changed and said the Rama changed it because of that. Okay. And we need one Mishnah. V'chada lafuke mid Rav Chiya Bar-Avin, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Chiya Bar-Avin, Amar Rav Sheshes said, Kanta Cheses Lo Mitzvah Bula gets a ksuva of 100. So the Mishnah of Anoses Ishav Lamatzal Psulim, the more brought as a raya, that was where Rav Nachman asked on Rav Chiya Bar-Avin Amar Sheshes. She says Mishana Nasasti. They argue from this Mishnah that you see that he's arguing that Mecha was a Mechotos, and he gets nothing. So from the first Mishnah, they said Hoy Mechi Mechotos, the more was Madaik before, that Kotu Ches Vilo Mitzvah gets zero. So we have a Diak from this Mishnah that you get zero. Not like your Rechibra Alban Amar Vashashas. We Diak like this Mishnah, not like your Amar Brachom. So we need both Mishnayas. The Rechon old Kotu Ches Vilo Mitzvah gets 100. See, he's learning over here Mechotos. Mechotos. It wasn't the Mechadish this that din, and it means Mechotos from 200, but only own 100. So it's not coming to tell me any. It's not coming to tell me that Kiddush. It's not coming to be Mechadish zero. So all I need is this Mishnah to tell me that, not like Rambam Chama. That's in case of Mukzayt, which she doesn't know, gets zero. The Mishnah clearly says she gets something. So the Mora says, why do we need two Mishnayos? The Mora answers, Chada lo hodiyecha kecha de Rabban Gamliel, v'chada lo hodiyecha kecha de Rishua. Kamaisa, the first Mishnah is coming a Chiddush in, lo hodiyecha kecha de Rabban Gamliel, kecha de Rabbi Yeshua. The first Mishnah is coming a Chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua. Da'ava gavdika lememer migu lo mehemna. In the first Mishnah, you have a migu. She could have said Mukas Eitz. Instead of saying Mishra Tanin and Nasti. So that Migu should be another argument why she should be believed. And still Rabbi Shua says, no, she's not believed. We're showing you how far Rabbi Shua takes his Shita. Basraisa, Lordiacha Kaicha the Rabbi Gamliel, Talbag Abdullah Kalamimir Migu, Mehemna, right? She argued Mukas Eitz. She doesn't really. If you go like the Shita which holds that Ben Hikarbal, Ben Lahikarbal, if you learn the Mishnah like Rabbi Yechonon, that the Tana of the Mishnah is her mayor, and Ben Lahikar gets 200, she has no advantage of saying Mukas Eitz before or afterwards. If you learn that Mukas Eitz only gets 100, like the Rabbanon, you learn the Tana of the Mishnah is the Rabbanon, so the 1 second, there's a Gabal to Gamigu. Right? Why should she say Mukas Eitz beforehand and only get 100? She could have said Mukas Eitz afterwards and get 200. So she has a Migu that she had a much better Taina, which she didn't say. But according to her mayor, that she gets 200 either way, there's no Migu. And still, Rabbi Gamliel says Nemetis. Right? So, Zot Rabbi Yechonon, the second Mishnah telling me the Kiddush of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that even without a Migu, she's still Nemetis. The Tosfos before points out that Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan were the ones who say Bor B'Shem is La Bor Yodif. We asked the Kasha on them from Rabbi Gamliel in this Mishnah. We answered, this is better because there's a Migul. This is better because there's a Chazakah. So
Bor B'Shem Alav Bor Yodif?
They hold La Bor Yodif. Now, the Mora says, in Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Gamliel only, the Mora says, really, La Bor Yodif. So why is Rabbi Gamliel saying over here you believe? Because of the Migu. Here's Rabbi Yochanan saying over here, Rabbi Gamliel says you believe without a Migu. And it's Rabbi Yochanan talking. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds La Bor Yodif, so why you believe? Not it's Migu, there's no Migu over here. Bar Shem is La Bor Yodif. So you're forced to learn Al-Tzirah because of Ches is a goof. So the Teretz before, which the Mora gave of Migu, would only work in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is not Meshubah to learn up the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan, He could learn over here. There wasn't, but that we're learning the Tana of the Mishnah is the Rabbanan. And if she would have said Mukazetz Taktecha, she would get 200. And she says Mukazetz from before, and she only gets 100. So she had a Migu, she could have said a better Taina. So Rav Nachman could learn the Tana, the reason this Mishnah is because of Migu. But Rav Yerchanan says that learns the Mishnah of the Tana as her mayor, there's no Migu, it has to be because of Chesed Zaguf. So Tosis before El Dikum Migu, and Yibes Mabes points that out in the first line of Tosis. Okay. So where's the Chesed Zaguf? So the Chesed Zaguf says that any change which happens in the person happens later rather than earlier. So in the first Mishnah, that makes a lot of sense. She's saying that the change took place after the Erison, took place later. He's saying it took place earlier. The Chesed Zaguf says it takes place later. Over here, the change took place before the marriage. The question was, what was the change? Was it a bula or was it mukazetz? But either way, the change took place beforehand. So lachar, why does Chesed Zaguf support mukazetz more than drusus ish? Right. So where we're learning lachar, there's no migur, there's no Chesed Zaguf. So we're back to Bar Shem Bar Yodif. So you have to say, the Rishonim say that you have to say over here that the change in the person, in other words, since a woman who's a Bula is perceived, their status and the perception of how they're we define them, there's a status called a Bula, that's considered a more significant change in the goof than the person gets a cut. The person got a cut, you know, so yeah, it's a cut in a certain place, fine. But that's not considered a shinui in the person. But as changing her status from psula to bula, that's considered a shinui. So the Chesed Zaguf would indicate that the change was a change of a mukazetz and not a change of a drusas ish. That's why you have to learn over here the migu, the chazaka.
I understand why there aren't, you know, some type of, you know, rove, you know, as you know, situations of you know, just you know, question of, you know, is rove or, you know, mazana versus the rove or, you know, mukasites.
I think we discussed this once. There's a ran in kedushin about rove. Does that ring a bell? That he puts a. Yeah, there's a lot of scribe. There's a Ron in Kedushin about Rove. Okay, there's a fascinating Ron. I think I spoke it out when we learned Kedushin. That's a while back, if I recall correctly. The Mor brings a sugya over there on Nunam and Beis of the sugya of Sivloinus. So a man said that the man would sometimes send the woman that he's Meshurach with, would send Sivloinus. So more over there says that, so we have a question, the man sent her something, and we're not sure if he sent it for the purpose of Erisin or the purpose of Sivloinus. So more says that in a city where the Minig Arlam is always that they're Mekachi, Wahar Masavli, so we assume that he sent her the Shem Kedushin. In a city where the Masavli had a Mekachi, so we're chashish that he said did the same Kedushin. Whereas even though the standard in the city is the Masavli had a Mekachi, but we're chashish that maybe he sent it the same Kedushin. So the Ron asked, why did he go to Rav? We tell me the Minigam Makam means that's what everybody does. So the Ron basically says that, you know, this is a Ruba de Lesakamu. Right, we're saying that this is how things work. You know, I don't have all the people in the city over here. Everybody sending. We line up all the men, all the women, and everybody sends somebody. Somebody will say, "Okay, what did you mean?" And that's not Rubadisa. Come on, right? We're just saying the nature how the city works. This is what happens. He says, "Rubadalesa, come on." There has to be a compelling reason in the nature why it happens. There's no reason why to give Sivlanas before Kedushin, Sivlanas before Kedushin. Either way, it's a convention. Conventions can change at any moment. That's not a roif. A Ruba Lesa Kamon has to have that there's a nature in, there's something compelling in the nature that's why it happens. Roif Behemoth Ksheris means the Brashim, the Chazal are telling us the Brashim imposed in the Bria a nature that Roif Behemoth are Ksheris, they're not Trafis. And all these Roifs which we have, we're saying that this is the nature how people, there's a certain nature how people do things. So that becomes Ruba the lesser kamon, which is a compelling rove. So taking a poll would not accomplish that. So if I tell you that there's, you know, one, there's some situations where the most situations are due to man, and some situations due, most situations are due to accidents. As though, even right now that's true, there's no compelling reason to say that that necessarily will continue as such, as opposed to something which is compelling in the nature of the bria. So if we'd argue, maybe we could argue like this. There's some called Chesed Kashrus. So Chesed Kashrus is really based on a roiv. Most people are kosher, right?
So it's not a,
most people are kosher. They act properly. Chesed Kashrus. The people, a person has a Chesed Kashrus. We believe the person is, as far as we know, the person looks like he's a kosher Jew. We have a right to assume that he has a Chesed Kashrus. Why? Because most people look like that, act properly, right? So what are we saying? That there was a man out there who was monitor, right? So we much rather say that an accident happened than we say that the man acted improperly. On the other hand, the Chesed Kashrus applies to, you see, you have to get involved with Jews, non-Jews, you know. So you could work out a case where scenario was the way they lived, it's impossible for people access except for people which are kosher people. So probably, maybe such a case would work, but you know, but you'd have to come from that angle.
What do you mean?
I'm saying Russell's question could be relevant in a case where you'd have a closed city where no people can get access in the city other than the people which are known to us. And we know these people are people which have a Chesed Kashrus. So the Chesed Kashrus should tell me that it wasn't a mice of a man, it probably was a mice of a mukaseitz. And she's been living there since the time when she was roif for Bia, the age of 3, until she got married. You know, you'd have to ukip the type of case. But otherwise, you wouldn't have a compelling reason to say one way or the other. It's a Rashi. Tanasai b'mai. So what are they arguing about? Mahi tovato umahu roitzalitin. So what's she asking for? What's he arguing back? So Rabbi Yochanan says b'masai mamona. He umaris mukazaitzani. V'yeshli masayim. It's her mayor talking. Mukazaitz gets 200. Rabbi bishaloi hikartabi. Even you didn't know about it, but bein hikarba bein lahikarba gets 200. Whoever drusus ishat bein loch. Elamono, because our concept of Chesed Sulamim says Bula Yeshlik Subamono. Rabbi Yochanan holds that she's down there graded to a Bula because she doesn't deserve a Ksuba of a Psula, but she gets 100. That's Rabbi Elazar said Bimono Bula Klum. He to Basamono, like the Rabbanon. Who Amar Ainlich Klum, because he holds concept says Chesed Sulamim says Bula gets 0. Several law Tana the Masnisin, Dila Rebekah no Shabak Rabbanim Babak Rameir. Rebekah is not saying we pass like Rameir, he's just saying the Tana of the Mishnah is Rameir. But he himself is not learning, he's not saying we pass like Rameir. So more says, so why didn't he learn? If so, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Elazar of the Tana of the Mishnah is the Rabbanim? Ksabar Rebekah and Kansel Chesel and Sibula Yeshlok Mana. Once you hold that a woman who was not known and was a bula gets 100, so the only way you can learn the Mishnah is by learning that she's asking for 200. So it must be her mayor. The Omer Masayim, who Omer chooses Ishat, Vieshlich Mono. The Rabbanon. Hila tov elamana, whoever drusus ishat, v'yesh lachmana. She's asking for 100. He's saying also 100. So ma'ikim meitanos didoy latanos didoy. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan felt compelled to learn the Tana of the Mishnah. It has to be remarried, even though he passed like the Rabbanon, but he had no other choice how to learn up the Mishnah. Bishul Rabbi Elazar domer drusus ish ein la klum. So he's arguing that, and the previous Mishnah he was also arguing that he's telling that was Mishnah and then he's telling Ashalei Rastich, so that and means you get nothing. So both are starting saying that he's arguing zero.
Both what?
Both Mishnayos, he's arguing that he owes zero. And this Mishnah, she's saying that it happened after the Arison and he owes her 200. This Mishnah is saying she was a Mukhazates before and he owes her 100. She's saying that he owes her 100. Okay. Hanu Kani Tarti, Babi the Masni, Bimasis, and God put to the Mamina. We have two cases, an argument about Mammon. He armor me, Shiresan and Nasti. He armor Mukhazates, and we have. She's responding Mukhazates, or she's responding Mishiresan and Nasti. Why do you both cases? So, Chadal Afuki made Rummer Bechoma, but Chadal Afuki made Rumchi Brav and Rummer Rashashashis. Let's just hold the Rashi here. And we'll set up tomorrow.